I want to pull out one verse.
All right.
Verse 38.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, "And Mary said, mm-hmm. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me
uh-huh.
according to thy word." And the angel departed. And if you just give me a few minutes, mm-hmm. just a little bit of time, mm-hmm. I just want to lift up thought or subject. He chose you. He chose you. Yes, I know. That's why I gotta get a little bit while I can, y'all. You know when I'm feeling brave. Oh Lord, I want you to help me. Come on, baby, get with me. Oh, I say, oh Lord, I want you to help me. Oh, help me on my journey. Oh, help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. While I'm waiting, I want you to help me. Oh, say, while I'm waiting, I want you to help me. Oh, help me on my journey. Oh, help me on my way. Yeah. Oh, I want you to help me. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Oh, Lord, while I'm waiting, I want you to help me. While I'm praying, I want you to help me. While I'm on bended knees, I want you to help me. In the midnight hour, I want you to help me. Oh, Lord, while I'm waiting, I need you to help me. On my journey. Oh, Lord. Huh. Huh. Oh Lord, I want you to help me. I give an honor to God and to our pastor who in his absence. I am truly honored to stand before you on this special occasion. As I was sharing with Reverend Brown in the back, and to my friend, my mother, my spiritual warrior, I honor you today as well. And to all of you, I'm sharing with her in the back. I said, Lord, I'm doubly nervous. Because it's Mama's Day, and I'm already nervous. When you stand behind the sacred desk, you're just nervous.
That's right.
You're just nervous. And I just said, Lord, you just got to help me.
Right.
Just got to help me. So as you heard in your hearing about the journey that Mary took, right, that the angel visited her, correct? And that, just hang on to that till I get there. Just put a comma. But he chose you. When you think of Mother's Day, our minds and our hearts take us on a journey that can be bitter or even sweet, as we remember our own mothers and what they mean to us. Some are with us still, while others have moved on to glory. Regardless, we still go on that journey. We remember, we remember, we remember with tenderness and fondness all that they have done for us. Huh? All that they have done for us and all that they have sacrificed to make sure we had. I hated bologna to this day. Well, I'm just starting to like it again because that's all we ate. Bologna and hot dogs, or Frankfurters as we affectionately called them. But even then, as I come back and think, I ate. I wasn't hungry. It may not have been a porterhouse steak, but I wasn't hungry. I wasn't hungry. So I'm grateful for my mother not eating that day so that we could eat. Ah, come on, y'all, get with me. Oh, we remember more than we want to remember sometimes, like all the spankings and whoopings we got. But even through all those times, we still recognize there was something special about them. They have made us who we are. Without those whippings, we would have been in bad shape. Y'all know? Come on. The responsive reading talked about that. It helps develop our character. Am I correct? They helped us recognize and see life a little bit differently. And when they said, this is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you. Y'all know we didn't believe that. Like, what you mean? What you mean? I'm the one who wept on my legs. I'm the one telling you, tell me to shut up after you done told my tail up. And I'm sitting there, y'all know how that goes. Something we could never get. We remember the tender moments when no one else could touch us or make things right like mom could. She could reach us in a way that no one could. When mama comes in the room, or wherever, her presence makes everything all right. I know, speaking of my daughters, they ain't happy until mama's there. They got to have mama with them. And I told Lindsay, because you got to have me with you, I'm going to call on you to sing a song. And she looked at me, mama, this is what I'm going to sing. Bleep, 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 bleep. I said, and then I'm going to tell you that she better have them sing that. Because when you get home, you're going to get the business. And she thought that was so fun. So they could touch us like nobody could. They can make all our boo-boos, all our sad moments. In our deepest despair, mama just has a way. As the songwriter says, that's mighty sweet. Mothers, we are very special. But there's something else that is significant about mothers. Because we are chosen. We are chosen by God to be his handmaids. See, Mary accepted the job. She signed a covenant with God to be a mother. Mary, you see, was visited by an angel. And because she was chosen to bear the child, that child wasn't just any child. That child was the Messiah. And as with us, we were chosen to give birth to the children that we have. Although I know sometimes we question that, especially when they work our very last nerve. And as a matter of fact, between the children I have at Lexington Middle School, and the ones that call biologically mine, my nerves are gone. My nerves, I ain't got nair nerve left. Just saying. Motherhood is the most demanding job for a variety of reasons. As we proceed through the phases of pregnancy and all the complexities that are involved with it, morning sickness, weight gain, swelling body parts, not being able to tie your shoes, or even sleep well. Y'all know, come on, mamas. If can't nobody get with me, y'all got to get with me. It is just an interesting process. All the anticipation, the buildup, and then when the water breaks. Ooh, and the laboring begins. They don't call it labor for nothing. Huh? My grandmama used to say it's a doorway away from death. When you go through that laboring process. As a matter of fact, Lindsay Nicole Richards, 22 and a half hours. Without any anesthesia. Now tell me, that's work. Y'all mama say that's work. That's work. Ah. But God chose us. Oh, I'm going somewhere. Just hang on. If y'all give me a few minutes and a few amens, I'm going to get there a little quicker. A woman's body experiences terrible things just to bring God's little gift into the world. And once he or she is here, that's when the fun really begins. And so on, as they grow, the complexities of raising them begin to intensify. We begin to teach them the necessary things, laughing at the coos and the baby babble that we are irresistibly drawn to. But as they grow, there are some things that we have to do, as with Mary did with Jesus. She reared Jesus in a home that was centered around God. Everything they did and all the basis of her interactions with the Son of God was grounded and rooted in the principles of God. He chose you. You see, when you unpack the selected scriptures, Mary was chosen for a few reasons. Not because she was something special. Not because she had something that set her aside from everybody else in some ways. But in other ways, it was because she had a willing spirit. She was humble. He reached the corners of the earth where there was nobody that you would think but Mary, tucked away. She was favored by God because she was thoughtful, obedient, believing, worshipful, and a faithful follower of God's law. All these qualities suggest that she has the right pedigree to be the handmaiden of the Lord. She was thoughtful in that she always cared for others over herself, obedient in that she didn't retreat when the angel of the Lord came knocking at her door. The only thing she asked, how is this supposed to happen, Lord? How's this supposed to happen? And unlike Moses, she didn't make excuses. Her simple reply Her simple reply showed her obedience. She was worshipful because everything she did, she gave God honor and glory. How she raised Jesus, she was a faithful follower of God's law, and that she followed it to the T, making sure that she followed what the Holy Spirit instructed her to do. Mary raised her hand, and because she raised her hand, we have a perfect example of what true motherhood looks like. She wasn't concerned with all the little things that we become preoccupied with, the nursery, the layette. She trusted God to make a way. All she had to wrap Jesus in was some strips of cloth, swaddling clothes. His nursery didn't have giraffes or sailboats, but in a manger, a bed of hay for his bed. There was no color scheme but the night sky painted with stars and the bright light of the moon. She showed us that God will provide, and what he provides is good. Y'all say it's good. She showed us the rearing of Jesus that we must train up a child in the way it should go, so that when it is old, it can be in the will of God. In other words, there will be something working down on the inside that will show itself up on the outside. Jeremiah characterizes it as fire. Shut up in your bones. Huh? Come on, get with me. Oh, a change will occur. The model of motherhood that watched in quiet obedience as her son, the Son of God, the Word in the flesh. She watched him transition from a child walking into his destiny to be the bearer of all iniquity. She showed us how to watch and pray. She showed us how to trust and believe without a shadow of doubt that no matter what the situation looked like, that it would work out all right. Ain't he all right? Somebody say he's all right. Somebody say he's all right. In our darkest times, he's all right. When we have a way that we don't see how it's going to work, he's all right. He said in the depths, your deepest, darkest depths, I'm there. On the mountaintop, I'm there. In the middle, I'm there. No matter where you are, he's there. Ah, she showed us how to watch and pray. Mary was chosen just like you. She was chosen to carry and bring the ultimate gift into the world. He chose you. When you raised your hands to be a handmaiden of the Lord, you signed your hand to a contract. That contract is a covenant with the Lord. That you would be as Mary is, trusting God to guide you as you raise the gift you were given. For you see, each child that is brought into the world has a gift that they were born with. And it's a mother's job to help nurture that gift. So what does this mean? It means, like Mary, we have had to put them first, stepping aside and putting our own agendas away to focus on them, creating an environment that is centered on God's principles, a home in which God is first, a home in which people pray, a home in which you learn the power of prayer. Mary is a portrait of motherhood, but she showed us that it isn't always easy. I think we can raise our hands and say we already know. She showed us that sometimes prayer is the only tool we have. When our children get out of reach and nothing we say here, they hear nothing we say. Come on, y'all. Sometime when that prodigal son or daughter goes contrary, prayer is the only thing we got. Prayer is the only thing we got. Oh, Lord, hear my prayer. I'm on bending knees because my child is turned away. I need you to say about them. I need you to protect them till they come to their senses. Oh, Lord, I need a praying church. Somebody say amen. Amen. But it isn't always easy. She showed us that sometimes, again, that prayer is all we got. When we can't do anything else for our children. When the doctor says there's nothing else that he can do. When the lawyer in the courtroom can't seem to pull the case through. When the prodigal children and peer pressure runs rampant. Prayer is the only thing that a mother has. When we're at our wit's end and all we can utter is, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me. When we cry ourselves to sleep at night, I can hear the words of the Lord just singing or echoing through the room. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Oh, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Wipe your weary eyes. I got it all.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, weeping may endure for a night. Oh, we feel like Mary felt when they beat her child all night long, spit on her child, whipped him mercilessly, put a crown of thorns on his head, made him carry a cross after they kept him up all night long. When they pierced him in the side, they hung him high and stretched him wide. He locked his head in his shoulders and gave up the ghost and died. God chose her just like he chose you. And because you raised your hand, he is expecting you to carry out his will. He's expecting you to do what Mary did, to raise your children in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. The world needs, through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, to nurture and teach that the Lord, who would have us to protect them, not exposing them to things that would leave a mark on them, or the things that only on the things that could enhance them, so they can become what they need to become in Christ. Because as Jesus, who was born as a true measure of mercy, he was mercy that hung on the cross. It was mercy that took the beating we should have gotten. It was mercy that was spit on. It was mercy that was hung high and stretched wide. It was mercy that took the nails in his hands and feet. It was mercy that was pierced in the side. It was mercy. It was mercy. So as mothers, we have to continue to live by the covenant that we signed with God. When we are chosen to give birth to children, the children that God has given unto us, we must do as Mary did. We must follow the same pattern. We must keep our promise and not reneging on the promissory note. You see, God says, if you do this, when I sign my hand, I know what Jesus is going to do. I know that when I'm sick, by his stripes I am healed. I know when I'm hungry. He said, I never see my kids begging for bread. I know that he'll open a window and pour me out a blessing that I have not room enough to store. I know what that contract or that covenant means. Huh? Come on, somebody say amen. We must shield our children from the world, helping them to navigate it through the lens of the word of God. We have to guard them from the cruelty of the world so that the enemy who seeks to steal, kill, and destroy them would have to get back. We have to become familiar with what the covenant is, to know what our job is. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. No weapon formed against him or her will prosper. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Because nothing is impossible with God. We have been created a little lower than the angels. And by his stripes we are healed. Hide my words in your heart, that you might not sin against me. We must guard their spirits and entrust them to trust in God. That's not empire. Y'all with me? Not trusting in Cookie and Ushas and empire. Huh? When we're patting ourselves, we want to strut like Cookie. Oh, Lord, ain't nothing better than strutting for the Lord. Huh? They got this new dance called the Running Man. Y'all, I don't know how it goes, but it do something like that. Let me tell you, when I'm running for Jesus, When I'm running for Jesus, ain't nothing like it. I put that kind of running band aside. Oh, it's not love and hip hop. It's not the game. It's not basketball wives. Come on, y'all. That's trash TV. I know y'all like it, but it's trash TV. It's not something our children need to watch. Because they ain't old enough to understand. They ain't old enough to understand what all that is. It's our job to protect them. Mary cultivated a relationship with her son that was rooted and grounded in the word of God, using the Holy Spirit to guide her. And if Mary could come back to talk to us today, oh Lord Jesus, what would she say? Would she be happy about what we have done with the sacrifice her son made? Come on, y'all. Would she be happy? What would she see? How would she feel? This model mother. Mary probably would say, now this is just Judy Richards. I had to suffer in silence watching my son die for a greater cross. I watched and prayed as he did in the Garden of Gethsemane when he asked that the bitter cup be taken away from him. Oh no! We can't renegotiate the terms of the covenant.
when it gets too hard, we got to hang in there. I can't change the terms of the contract when I raise my hand to be a mother. I can't throw in the towel and opt out or tap out. I'm done. Because motherhood is to the day I die. Motherhood is to the day we die. We can't opt out. We can't go back to the hospital and say, you made a mistake. I think you gave me the wrong kid. Whatever it is, we got to run the course. Y'all ought to say amen. I had to be a witness, she would say, to the power of God. I had to stay there because the gift that I had to be shared, I had no idea what all this meant when God chose me, because that's what she said. I had no idea that I'd have to watch my son suffer. I had no idea that my little baby, that I watched him run in the play in the yard, learn carpentry as a skill. I had no idea of all the misery he would have to suffer. And I couldn't intervene. Come on, y'all know what it's like when you feel powerless. When your children are in some stuff that you can't protect them from. Whether it's sickness, something poor choice that they made, we watch powerless while they hung him high, she watched. While they pierced him in the side, she watched. While they drove those nails in the head, she watched. When they placed the crown upon his head, she watched. Oh, Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy on my child, because right now, I can't do nothing. I can do nothing but pray. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. But I knew I could not decide what it was supposed to turn out like. I had no vote in the matter. Jesus, I followed suit to accept when I raised my hand, she said. I accepted all that came with it. I accepted all that came with it. I had no part to play except to bring him into the world. We have got to revisit the covenant that we signed with God. When we raised our hand to be the handmaiden of the Lord, when we agreed to be a mom, it's more than just how cute they are, but what we pour into them. God has gifted each of our children to do something. Y'all hear me? To do something. We must keep hold to God's hand to help them get there, to help them live the virtuous life God wants for them and us. He chose you. And no matter the circumstances, come on now, we want to put labels on folk. But no matter the circumstance, he chose you. In sundry times and not so sundry times, he chose you. Huh? Come on, y'all with me. Let me, church, say amen. Amen. We must hold on to his hand. He chose you no matter what. Sometimes it's not about the baby. Come on, y'all, get with me. It's not about the baby. It might be necessary for you to give birth so that God can see a transformation. Because it's through that baby you have to learn something. It's through that baby you got to learn to trust in the power of Almighty God. It's through that baby you know the power of prayer. It's through that baby you might learn to walk with him a little bit stronger. Talk with him a little bit stronger. It's through that baby that you turn to see life a little differently. But it's our job to nourish that gift that's hidden inside of them. He chose you because he wanted us to learn to lean on him. He chose you to raise up a soldier. He chose you to raise up a soldier. A soldier that would stand on the street corner and wouldn't mind saying, for God I live and for God I die. He chose you to raise up this army. Because Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He chose you. Trinity, he chose you to have Marcus. Because Marcus stood at Christopher Easton's service and said, how can you hate the person you see every day and love somebody you don't see? How can you love God? He chose you. Because Marcus is meant for a destiny. He's meant to bring this community together to stop the violence. He chose you. He chose you. He tells you, he tells you, he tells you for those kids to share the good news. He tells you, but it's our job. Huh? It's our job. We have to keep our head in the game. We have to keep our head in the game. We got to bring our A game because the enemy is busy. We got to bring our anger that's rooted and grounded in the things of Jesus, in the word of God. He chose you not to pass the buck, but to meet the challenge head on. He chose you. Now it's up to you to make every moment count. He chose you. He chose you, Leslie. He chose you when you don't think you're making a difference. There's some seeds being sown. He chose you. He tells you, Miss Kate, that no matter what those grandchildren know, that you're going to be there. He tells you. He tells you, Squeak. He tells you to leave an imprint on the children you touch every single day. He tells you. He tells you to teach them how to pray. He tells you how to sing them. Teach them how to sing and hum in the midnight hour. When I can't speak a word, I can hum a song. When I can't speak a word, I can just raise my hand. When I can't speak a word, he chose you. He chose you, my party, to show little Jordan how to pray. He chose you. He chose you, Bernice. He chose you to touch those little babies every day to bring them to church. He chose you. He chose you because he knew that you had a spirit of stick-to-itiveness, that you wouldn't give up and that you wouldn't give out. He said the race is not given to the sweat, but they that endure to the end. He chose y'all because he knew you wouldn't give up. He chose you because a seed was planted in you way back when. He chose you because he knew that he had somebody that would stand on the wall. He chose you. Cry out, Father, here am I. He told you that no matter how bad your children think they are, you can find something good to say. He told you. 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 Rosie told you. No matter how bad they get on your last nerve, we got to keep working. He told you. He chose you so that you could keep working because he knew he had a worker in the vineyard. He said, the laborers are few, but the crop is many. I'm paraphrasing. He needed you. So those that you didn't give birth to, you still sow those seeds. For those that you didn't have a hand in, you're sowing those seeds. He chose you. Somebody ought to get with me and say, he chose you. He chose you. And because we raised our hand, we can't give up. Because we raised our hand, you can't give in. Because the devil does what? He whispers in our mind to tell us, oh, Lord, why don't you give up? Why don't you separate yourself from your child? Because they're hard-headed and they don't want to listen. But the God that I serve, 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 in the 37th verse, said, nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible with God. Nothing. Oh, no, hear me. Nothing is impossible with God. So what you think looks bad, God is working it out for your good. Oh, he chose you. He chose you. He chose you. And we ought to be honored because he chose us. Lily, he chose you. Because you are mama to my kids too. He chose you to be that voice of encouragement when I'm not around. He chose you to keep pushing when they don't want to be pushed. To pull when they don't want to be pulled. He chose you, T. Working with those kids, they ain't your like their mama. He chose you. So what do we got to do? We got to keep our hands in God's hands. We got to keep trusting. We got to keep believing. We got to keep on bending knees. We got to keep trusting because he chose us. We got to walk with the master like we never walked before because he chose us. He chose us to do his bidding. And it is an honor to be chosen. It is an honor to be chosen. Now, I know y'all ain't going to shout, but I feel like shouting because I know that he chose me. He chose me. And because he chose me, he'll equip me. Because he chose you, he'll equip you, Carla. Just hang in there. This road ain't easy. Nobody said it would be. From birth to adulthood, it ain't easy. We always, every day I talk somebody off the ledge. My phone rings all the time. What's about now? What's it about now? What's it about now? But because he chose me, I can't say don't call me no more. because he chose me, William. I can't say I ain't got time because I ain't got time because I ain't got time. I can't say hashtag get out of my face. He chose me. I can't put the disconnect the receiver and say, don't call me. I'm busy because my children have need of me. And as long as I'm alive, I'm going to be there. Come hella high water, I'm going to be there. Come hella high water, I'm going to be there. Come hella high water, I'm going to be there. Because he chose me, Leslie. He chose you, Renata. He chose you. He chose you. He chose you. And daddy does that don't say he didn't choose you, but he chose us. Because we have the spiritual teachers. We teach and nurture and nourish through the word of God, giving them the tools they need. So when they leave us, they can stand on their two feet. He chose us. He chose us. But we got to get our acts together. We can't straddle the fence. We can't want to be in the world and not be. I'm going to get a little bit over here. My kids ain't looking. Yes, they are. They hear more than you think they hear. They see more than you think you see. They see more than you think they see. Proof is when you go to school. Ain't it, Roland? When you go to school and you watch how some of the children behave, you know what it's like at home. Come on now. Because I didn't know whether to talk as a teacher or talk as a woman of God. But he chose us. He chose us for this season to do this work. And ain't nothing about it easy. Nothing. When I want to go to bed at night, somebody got a tummy ache, I got to sit up. When they're scared at night, we have to teach them how to call on the name of the Lord. Come on, y'all, get with me. But he chose you. He chose you. So it's our job to do the best by our children. Our job. We can't vip or vop, as my aunt used to say. We can't get weak because this ain't for the weak. This ain't for the weak. God said, I didn't give you the spirit of fear, but of power. So let's walk in the power. And everything we need to know about how to raise our kids is in the good book. So dust it off because he chose you. Dust it off because he chose you. Dust it off because he chose you. He chose you because you have something to offer. Because on the inside, the wheel working on the middle of the wheel, God chose you. The fire that Jeremiah speaks of is in you. We just got to pass it on. Tell the story. Tell the good news of how we made it over.